Peak Wealth Management proudly presents the Trust the Plan podcast with Nick Hopwood and Jim Pilot, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we can help you retire with peak confidence. Now, here are your certified financial planners, Nick and Jim.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the Trust the Plan podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, I read on Twitter the other day a quote from Carnegie, and I wanted to just pass this along because it really resonated with me. They say that 85% of your financial success is due to personality, ability to connect, negotiation skills, and leadership. The remaining 15% is due to technical knowledge. What do you think?
I think it's pretty good. I think it's probably pretty accurate. You know, people want to do business with people they like. And if you're better at being likable, you know, you'll find opportunity.
So the common theme with, right, personality, connecting with people, negotiation, leadership, it's with other people, right? Mm-hmm. It's all about interacting with others. So yeah. That's the common thread. You know, I might add things like, you know, be authentic and genuine, right? Mm-hmm. But that should maybe fall under some of the others. You know, technical knowledge, maybe, you know, if you're an engineer with coding skills, you know, for some areas, the ratios don't work, but I think that, you know, it's something to think about.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's worth not neglecting that part of your career.
Right. Right. Okay. So let's talk about the mortgage conversation. Mortgage rates are super high right now, but maybe someone was lucky enough to get, you know, a 2% or a 3% rate.
Right.
Right. I think the majority of people who have mortgages are at 3%.
Yeah. I think most did a pretty good job refinancing when they had the opportunity.
But you find a story that, you know, they're thinking about whether they should pay it off or keep the money in their portfolio or the bank?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a common question people have, right? Is do I pay off a mortgage? Do I, you know, why would I pay off my mortgage if my rate's so low when I can make more, right? And I think we always kind of come back to there are still reasons to pay off your mortgage or your debt. Even if the rate on your debt is lower than what you think you could make in the market. So, you know, this one example I was thinking of is a good case study, I guess, because it just highlights the importance of that flexibility and having the least amount of obligations tied to you when you're looking to head into the retirement.
Keeping your options open, very important, okay? Mm-hmm. When I think about this, you know, I'm thinking about my own situation, right? I'm 45 and I have two loans, okay? One is on our cottage, which is like 2.8% or something. Mm-hmm. And I have, you know, before I was really thinking about, oh, how can I get this thing paid off quicker, right? Mm-hmm. But now that rates are so much higher, money markets are paying 5%. New mortgages are like over 7%. I have zero pain right now with that. And so I don't want to be like sitting on that for 27 years, okay? Because then I would be having a mortgage in retirement.
Right.
And so my mindset now has been, let's just make one extra payment per year, and you know, which takes it from a 30-year to a 23-year.
Yeah.
And that really helps accelerate the amortization, and then we can figure it out. I have another one that's on a rental. Mm-hmm. That is also like 3 years old, which is like 3.6%. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was like, I can't believe I have to pay 3.6 because it's a rental. Mm-hmm. And if it was a primary residence, it would have been like 2.75.
Right.
So anyway, it's funny how times change.
Yeah.
But with a 3.6%, again, I don't want to be paying on it for 27 more years, but I don't want to aggressively pay it off when I can make 5% on a money market. Mm-hmm. So what I'm doing is making one extra payment per year.
Yeah, and I think what you just said, too, though, is important is even if you're not putting those dollars towards the debt repayment, you can still put those dollars somewhere, like a money market, where you're going to earn more than that rate. And then when the time comes, you can take that money out and pay it off. I think the important thing is don't get used to taking those extra payments you were making, get used to living on them. And then when the rate story changes, right, if rates come back down, it doesn't make sense to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's what Sean Presnell says. So, like, if you rewind 5 years, I would say, well, I'd rather have a 15-year than a 30, mm-hmm. right? And just, you know, pay half as much interest, but mm-hmm. it's a bigger payment. And he would say, I get that, but let's keep the flexibility. Just put the money in a separate account, and then when you're ready, you know, then you can take all of that and dump it on the mortgage at once, and you mm-hmm. kind of have the same thing. Right. But with his way, you keep your options open.
Yeah.
And my way was, you know, I guess I just like that extreme discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I make that, I think that way because I know, you know, if I had that money piling up there, I'd want to go buy another rental house. Mm-hmm. Maybe so I'm just protecting myself against right. myself, right? Right? From myself. So, but what about the case study that you were thinking about?
Yeah, I think the other thing to think about is it's not just an interest rate game, it's a cash flow game, right? You have to be aware of the impact that the debt has on your cash flow, right? So if you have two different clients who want to retire, one has a mortgage going into retirement and one does not, cost of living, you know, typically is obviously much higher, you know, because you're carrying that debt. And, you know, in a couple of case studies we've seen recently, it plays out that way, you know, where couple A wants to retire, still has a mortgage, expenses are too high, withdrawal rate's too high in the portfolio, can't make it work. You know, client B is in really good shape on the mortgage, had a really small mortgage left, a lot of equity in the house. They wanted to retire, but they wanted to do some other things. They wanted to travel more. They wanted to, increase their cost of living, basically, is what they wanted to do. And at first glance, maybe it doesn't work. But they were willing to downsize, wanted to go into a smaller place to have that flexibility because they envisioned themselves traveling. But because they had so much equity in that house, they're able to use that excess money to now fund this higher cost of living that they had. So it all came down to that flexibility of being in great position with the debt load that they had, that now they're still in great shape to retire, even if they wanted to spend more during that time.
We see this a lot. Like, people might have a $10,000 a month spending goal. I'm just making that up. And then the other person, they're spending that much, but they also have a $2,000 or $3,000 mortgage.
Right.
Plan this for these people, it works. For these people, now your total spend is $12,000 or $13,000,
right.
And that's 30% more spending in retirement, and that could be enough to break the plan.
Right. Yeah, because when you're working and income's good and you can cover it, great. But when the income goes away and we only have Social Security left to live on, it can cause problems.
We're going to talk about this next week. But, you know, one of the things is when you're 10, 15 years away from retirement, you got to have a plan or an understanding of when that mortgage is going to be paid off. Because if you have all that time in advance,
yeah,
a little bit of extra can get it gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Time is either your best friend or your worst enemy.
Yeah. I mean, a couple $100 a month, and now, you know, your retirement spending is 30% less.
In, right.
You know, in the
and that's
example.
Huge when your income is fixed again.
Yeah. Any other closing points here on current debt environment?
Yeah, I just think that when it comes to debt, everybody just looks at the numbers, the interest rates. But I think there's just risk comes with debt as well. And I think that's a really important part of the conversation that at times can be more important than the actual numbers involved.
Well said. If you have a $500,000 portfolio and you'd like a second opinion on what you're doing with your portfolio and your financial plan, reach out to us at peakwm.com.
Peak Wealth Management thanks you for watching and listening to the Trust the Plan podcast, featuring certified financial planners Nick Hopwood and Jim Pilot. If you enjoyed our program, please subscribe and share. If you'd like to learn more about our services, please visit peakwm.com. peakwm.com today. See you next week.